Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. Well, cue the Celine Dion music.
All by myself.
Guys, if you want to sign me for a record deal, I'm available. Welcome to the Calm Down podcast. I am, for now, all by myself, as Pat McAfee, hopefully we get him on this show one time, would say, T's and P's up to our girl, Carissa Thompson. She is out sick this week, but I can assure you next week, she is going to have one hell of a story for us. I won't give that away. But yeah, look forward to that next week. But because we love everybody so much, and thanks for tuning back in to Calm Down podcast with Aaron and Carissa, you got me. And I'm excited because we called in an emergency favor, and Chris is going to be pissed. We called our end-all, be-all, the GOAT, the Michael Jordan of sideline reporting, of being a female in this crazy-ass industry of sports broadcasting. We called in Melissa Stark. And like I said, Chris is not going to be happy that she is missing this, because Melissa is somebody that I know Chris and I look up to very, very much. The first time I met Melissa was at a party at the Emmys in New York City. I just joined Fox Sports, and let's bring it back. I mean, I knew I always wanted to be involved in sports broadcasting, but I think it was when Melissa started on ESPN, Scholastic Sports. Yeah, was that it? I know that's when she kind of was on my radar, but then when she took to the sidelines on Monday Night Football, that's exactly who I wanted to be. I cut my hair like her. I started to dress like her. I was doing the sweater sets and the slacks. My dad loved her. He would say, watch her, watch what she does, watch her stand-ups, listen to her reports. And I tried to be like her. I tried to emulate her. I remember thinking Faith Hill was really hot and big that time. And I remember thinking Melissa Stark is the Faith Hill of the sidelines. And I never had a chance to meet her. I was never at the same event as her. And yeah, I joined Fox Sports 10 years ago. Oh yeah, 10 years ago. This is my 10th season. Went to the Emmys, and we had to go to kind of a pre-kind of cocktail hour before. I remember I was in a green dress, and somebody said, oh, there's Melissa Stark, and I panicked. I remember just sweating right away, being very concerned, but I had to go say something to her. I walked up to her right away. I got a sweat stash above my lip, and I just said, hi, I'm Aaron Andrews, and you're my Michael Jordan. And God knows what she thought when I said that, but I love her. And since then, we exchanged phone numbers. Chris and I are on a very fun text chain with her where we talk about basically everything. Also, who's doing your hair and makeup in London? Do you have anybody in Boston?
But yeah, I'm so excited Melissa's here today to help pick up the slack that our girl left behind. Just kidding, CT, we love you. We hope you feel better. But I have a ton of questions for Melissa. I also think it's pretty darn cool with the return of Tom Brady to Gillette Stadium this weekend. Melissa started her career kind of when that era began, the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick era in Foxborough. So I have been jealous of her for many years with the relationship and the trust that she has with Bill Belichick. And I actually talked to Coach Belichick about that. What was it about her that he trusts so much? So I'm dying to get her take on this weekend and the games. And yeah, it was a crazy week for me last weekend. We were in Houston for Carolina Texans. And then Sunday, really quickly, I did Bucks Rams. And it was a home game for me in Los Angeles. And Tom Brady's in town, Super Bowl champs in town to take on Matthew Stafford, Sean McVay, and that freaking awesome Rams defense. Holy shit. First of all, the biggest observation from that game, well, a couple of them, the Rams are unbelievable. The party is back in LA. Kings, let's go, pick it up. You know, Dodgers are always winning, but the atmosphere at SoFi Stadium, I think we did a really good job on our broadcast kind of showing it. It was so freaking loud. My ears were ringing even when I got back home and was watching Sunday Night Football with my husband. My ears just hurt. Like, the fans were unbelievable. They were blaring music out of that PA system. It was such an incredible atmosphere. The stars were there. Larry David was there. Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso cast was there. Kind of annoyed they weren't on the sidelines. I really wanted to meet him. Coach Beard was there. Dr. Dre was on the Jumbotron. It kind of felt like what the old Laker games look like with, you know, Kobe playing and Jack Nicholson being on the sidelines right there courtside. It was an awesome, awesome experience, and proud of the city of Los Angeles. The Rams looked unbelievable. Bucks defense needs to get it going. Tom Brady played well. It's just they couldn't get that run game going and everything. But wow, LA was, it was a party. It was a scene. It was a vibe. I'm pumped because hopefully we have more home games, but it was a really, really cool experience. So excited for this weekend with the return of Tom Brady. Excited to talk to Melissa Stark about it. And also don't forget, you guys, always checking in on our Calm Down podcast Instagram. I was doing some stupid stuff, I think, on it this week, and we'll fill you guys in from Cincinnati. I head there tonight for our Thursday night matchup, Jacksonville at Cincinnati, and then I'm off this weekend, and I cannot wait to be in my pajamas, watch football on Saturday, and on Sunday, talk to our girl Carissa, hope she's feeling better. And yeah, like I said, I'll check in on the Instagram. Okay, that's enough of me rambling. Coming up, the OG, the GOAT, the hottie, someone I live for and I'm so grateful for, and grateful to be a friend of hers and to have her help me out with advice and just to kind of poke fun sometimes at this profession. Melissa Stark is going to join us next. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So, I mean, I'm just coming on and saying this because we are very informal on Calm Down. Our girl, Carissa, will let her explain when she's back under the weather, but she's going to be pissed about this because we share a lot of love for a lot of the same athletes. But when we talk about somebody who is the end all be all for the both of us, who we just love, admire, has been our mentor. The first time I met you, I called you my Michael Jordan. It is the one and the only Melissa Stark. And I got to tell you, I called my dad today and I said, Chris is sick, Dad, but I got Melissa Stark coming on. And he said, oh my God. I mean, you are it. How are you?
I'm great. Although it's funny when you guys say that I'm your role model, because I mean, not that women talk about their age or anything like that, but I don't know. I mean, it makes me feel like I'm 60 or 65 when you say that.
Nope.
And I came like so far before you, although it was, we
you didn't though. Times. Yeah.
We did come at different times because, you know, you were sort of more in the social media age, right? Don't you think?
And yeah,
I didn't really have any of that.
I know.
And then it was sort of where, God. You know, I cut my hair all short and did that whole thing because you were just supposed to be one of the guys and you were just supposed to be this hardcore, serious journalist to be taken seriously. But that all changed. And now you can have fun. And I love watching all your interviews with the players. Aww. And it's just, you know, it's just like, it's a whole different dynamic where
it is.
It kind of encapsulates everything. And it's just, I kind of wish it had been like during my time, it had been like this, you know?
You say that. Oh my God. 10,000 notes from Melissa Stark. The first one, my haircut like her. You know that my haircut in 2004, I was doing the Stanley Cup Finals.
I don't know how podcasts work, but like, can we see this haircut?
We'll get it and we'll put it up. I know. Okay. I have it on my phone, but okay. I cut mine exactly like yours when you were on Monday Night Football. Exactly.
I was like your Jennifer Aniston then, right?
You were. Yeah. You were. Dyed it. I mean, because we all know I'm not that blonde. I dyed it exactly like yours. I had it super short and I wanted to be, I would try to wear exactly what you wore. You looked a hell of a lot better than I did on Monday Night Football sidelines, but I was my stand up for Game 7 of you would have never worn a bright lime green Ann Taylor V-neck though. I know that about you. You had too much like fashion style than I did. But you were my end all be all. But wait, I have to ask you, can I go back from the beginning? I was looking, you were an intern for the evening news with Dan Rather. That's incredible.
For the CBS Evening News. I think I always loved sports and I grew up in Baltimore. And so my dad's an eye surgeon at Johns Hopkins. And so he would on the side go check on the Baltimore Colts during halftime, during the games. And so I always say, you know, I was in a locker room when I was 5, 6, 7 years old.
Whoa.
So I was there when I was young. And I just always loved sports. I mean, even before, you know, reality TV, I just said it was always, you know, it's the best reality TV. And I love playing sports.
Yeah.
I'm a huge tennis player. I play golf, the whole thing. And, so what was your question? I forgot what your question was.
Just what that experience was like. I mean, being an intern for CBS. Yes.
I digress. So it was incredible. I mean, it was, so I worked for Dr. Bob Arnott, who was the medical correspondent. So that was sort of how I got at the inn because I come from a family of doctors. And, you know, I'm living in New York City. I went to UVA and it's in the summers while I'm at school. And it's just incredible to learn sort of that journalistic sense. And the best is, so when I graduated from UVA, so my senior year at UVA, my last year, you call it a fourth year at UVA, because according to Thomas Jefferson, like it's ever evolving your education. So, So my fourth year at UVA, I did something called the Coaches Show, where I did features on all the basketball players and all the football players.
Yeah.
So when I graduated, I had this tape. Because back then, you couldn't just film something on an iPhone. Back then, Aaron, you know.
I had one too.
Ancient. So I went around to all these news directors and I said, I know it's all sports, but I really want to cover news. I really wanted to be Cristiano Amanpour in a war zone or whatever it may be. And that's actually... how I got to the Today Show, because they did an interview on me in Vogue and saw that. And the head of talent at NBC said, really, you want to be in news? So then I went to the Today Show. But so all these news directors said, you know, I can see how you cover a sporting event, but I don't know how you'd be in a town council meeting. And we're talking about, you know, Salisbury, Maryland. So then ESPN was launching ESPN News at the time. So it was sort of just a fit. Because I covered all the local teams in Baltimore. I covered, you know, the Orioles. I mean, all my hometown teams growing up.
So that was your beat, Baltimore. Okay. I was trying to remember. DC probably. Yep.
That was. And it's funny because I met somebody in the press box at an Orioles game. And I said, they said, do you have an agent? And I said, no. And they said, well, there's this great woman who represents Bonnie Bernstein. And of course, you remember Bonnie Bernstein.
I mean, of course.
She was first, you know, do the thing. And I said, do you think she'd, you know, take my call or take my tape? And they said, well, I don't know. Here's her info. I mean, she called, you know, the next day, and sort of the rest is history. But ESPN News was launching at the time, but I'd never, you know how reading a teleprompter is a different, it's just a different skill.
Yes.
And
horrible.
I've never read a teleprompter. And so the interview for ESPN News was and I just sort of, I didn't even know to move the shot sheets. I didn't know what I was doing. I go, well, that went terribly. And I remember Al Jaffe, who was hiring everybody, took me to the Chili's, because that was the one place in Bristol, Connecticut that you could go, you know, it was the hot spot to eat. And so we went to Chili's after, and he said, well, but I think we have
did you get the fajitas?
You know, I probably got the nachos or the fajitas, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I started hosting Scholastic Sports America, which is all.
And that's when I fell in love with you. Yeah.
It was incredible. So that's how it all kind of started.
Mm-hmm.
But I always loved news, which is interesting, you know, and then I wanted to get back into news, right? So sort of always. And then I went to the Today Show, but with kids, because I've got four kids now, and I always say I have little kids, but I don't, they're all in high school. I have four friggin' high schoolers, which is crazy.
Yeah.
To say that. And I feel so old when I say that, but
stop it.
So, you know, it was hard to do news because I remember, you know, they wanted me to cover like Siegfried and Roy. You remember the tiger tamers and
getting
mauled by the tiger?
The attack,
Can you fly tomorrow to go do this? And I just couldn't, that type of lifestyle where you just had no schedule was really hard. And in sports, you know, for us, it's the perfect job because everything's scheduled and you know when you're doing what. I mean, unless, of course, it's breaking news or something like that, but.
Totally, totally. So if you had your choice right now, I mean, say you're back where you were with Monday Night Football, if they said, be, you know, the host of, you're taking over for David Muir or Brokaw or, you know, Jennings, that or Monday Night Football sidelines, what are you picking?
No, it would still, okay, we can talk about, you and I can talk about sidelines, because sidelines is a...
I can't wait.
And I commend you for... Sidelines is a really hard... Like, you've got 25 seconds to get in the news, and you've done so much... Like, I remember Steve Young once saying to me, so do you just show up right before the game? What do you do? Like, do you guys just kind of come over? And he said, do you even stay during the game? Like, what do you do?
Come on, Steve.
I mean, come on. Maybe that wasn't for sidelines, but just covering the game. But you know, it's so much more work than people think. You know, I remember when I was working with John Madden and Monday Night Football, and he wanted, you know, he would want us to fly in 3 days ahead of time. So for a Monday Night Football game, you're going Friday because you want to see the practices, the whole thing. You want to watch film. You know, it's a lot more work for just a couple of hits here and there. And 99% of what you've learned or what you've researched that week or who you've talked to doesn't ever see the light of day. So I would choose sports hands down over news to answer your question, just because I remember when I filled in for Ann Curry, I was the news reader on Today Show.
Yeah.
And every time I would read the news. And every time it was a sports story, I would just light up.
I feel the exact same way. I mean, I'm trying to be a more responsible adult now that I'm 42 years old and be like, okay, let's try to understand more than just a 4-3 defense, 3-4. Like, let's try to understand politics, what's going on in the world.
You've done so many different things and you've ventured out into so many different areas.
Right. But this is my love. Like, this is, I'm disgusting. I'm in a hotel room. I'm flying to Cincy tonight. I'm in Miami right now. Like, I haven't seen my husband or my dog. We're working on a family. But I would die.
Well,
if I
would ask you about that, because I never know about that. Like, how you feel about all of that, a family and everything. I want you to have kids.
Oh, we do too. We're trying so, so hard. We've had the worst time with fertility. Actually, I was at the fertility clinic this morning here in Miami before I head to Cincinnati. It's just like, it's just become a part of my life. Like, I know it's going to happen, but holy cow, has this been a journey. But it's going to work out. It totally, totally will.
Yes, it is.
I've never stuck myself with more needles in my entire life, but I'm envious. You're children are beautiful, and I cannot wait to have some babies.
But I just did all that a lot. I did all that. I had to go through. I had some struggles of my own, so I know where you are, and I feel your pain. I just did
love
it.
You.
You know, I just did it a while ago. So, but I think it's all so exciting, and I'm excited.
Yeah,
for you.
It'll all work out. I love you. Okay, so one thing I've done, and it's so timely. So. Bill Belichick, definitely hard for me to crack. I've been very, very open with that. And I one time said to him, it was before the Houston Super Bowl where they took on Atlanta. He was so wonderful to us in our pregame meetings with him, like two or three days before the Super Bowl. And I just walked up to him afterwards and I said, Coach, thank you so much for your time. I said, you have to know Melissa Stark is who I look up to. And I know you respect her very, very much. And I just love to know, Coach, you do these sit down interviews with her. You do these one-on-ones with her. What is it about her? And I said, because I want to be like that. And he just said, you know, in so many ways, she's no bullshit. Like she's just, he trusts you. And I think I texted you a couple days later or maybe right then. And I was like, what do you do? How do you do it? And I think it's so appropriate for this week with Tom going back to New England. Melissa, you started your career with these two together and I just have goosebumps thinking about it. What is this game for you like this week? I know you're not working it, but I know you're part of all the conversations and just your career started with Tom and Belichick. It's incredible.
I know. And it's been so fun to watch it evolve. And I think I know you're good friends with Tom. So back at you on that end, because you developed this relationship with Tom where you and I are both like, he's the best, you know?
Yes.
And so here's how I feel about all of it. You know, Bill doesn't like to, we all know typical Bill in a press conference and what you hear, and he says, I've addressed it and I've talked about this. And he's basically referring to the team statement when Tom left, you know, and that's how he addressed it. And, you know, he's not a man of many words. So here's how I feel. I mean, I feel like watching them accomplish what they accomplished, obviously we'll never see anything like that in the history of, I don't know, anything, right?
And you got to cover that. You got to be in the middle of that. That was like your Michael Jordan time. That's awesome.
I'll never forget after when I was working at the Today Show and Tom had won the Super Bowl, and it was so early in his career that he literally, I remember that the room was on the other side of the stadium where we'd set up for the Today Show. And he just walked with me the whole time. And he was dating Bridget. And he was with Bridget at the time. And I said, well, I was out with Bridget last night. And he said, oh, we just talked the whole time we walked there. And then how everything changed, you know, since then. But he's never been a guy who, I remember even for Monday Night Football, I'd be like, I don't want to do the post game. Or even at the Pro Bowl, I'd have to drag someone in to go get him to. But I'll just never remember that moment because it was sort of before it all blew up. You know, he had just won. And we just walked in the tunnel. Like it was incredible. It was surreal. Anyway, so for them to accomplish, you know, we know Belichick and the way he is, and we know the Patriot way and how everybody's, you know, treated the same there. And, you know, you hear what Tom Brady's dad says about it and how irate he is and Brady not getting the star treatment. But I look at Brady now and how much fun he's having. You know, it's almost like the way you and I are having fun, you know, like later in our careers. I kind of tell you now what I do then, earlier in my career, and that I had that much fun then because but granted, you have to earn all that, right? And you have to go through and you have to be serious during those times. Otherwise, you don't achieve what you achieve. But to see him kind of like surrounding himself with all these guys that he wants in Tampa, and then we know Bruce Arians is like the antithesis, right, of Belichick.
Yeah, cocktail.
I mean, so you know, during you're running off the field with him during halftime. He says the funniest things during the games, and he's just it's all just okay, you know. You almost feel like he's winging it in a way, but he's not winging it, right?
Yeah,
but it's just such a different approach, and so. You know, to see Tom celebrating, you know, last year in Tampa after it all, and then to have Gronk, and then these commercials keep coming out and all these fun things. Like,
who has time for these commercials? Life, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, just big personality and just and really being able to show this whole other side. And granted, like I go back, it goes hand in hand with like putting your head down and really earning it while he was, you know, with the Patriots. But it's just a totally different style. But I think, you know, I think it's funny that they just lost. You know, it's not funny for them, but Brady coming off a loss is like the worst thing.
Yes.
It was a bad loss, right? You were there. You were that game, right?
I was. That was my sideline. Yes.
You know, when he's the leading rusher, right? He's the leading rusher. It's not good. But I think him coming off a loss, and then, you know, I was watching him say, you know, he knows exactly what the wind's going to feel like when he goes there. He knows exactly what, you know, everything, like just the whole feel of when he goes back there, what that's going to, because he's so, you know, his attention to detail and his professionalism. Yes. But I think it's exciting that it's come. I don't love the whole talk and dynamic of Belichick versus Brady and the whole thing, because I don't think it needs to be like those two pitted. They accomplished what they 20 years. Okay. 20 years is a long time, right? Aaron, I've been married 20 years and I'm not saying I'm ready to walk away, because I'm not.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Today. I'm kidding.
Yeah, exactly. Three kids like that I think have COVID right now, 3 out of 4.
And, God love you for doing this.
That's a little stressful at times. But that's a long time to be with somebody, right?
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, I know that they had a certain type of relationship, right? A business, and that's the way Belichick is, right? And, you know, they'd play golf together. They wouldn't do much, you know, outside of, but I don't know, you know, what coach and player do a ton outside of it, but they just had that relationship. And so, but I'm excited for him. I'm excited for Brady that, you know, he's, you know, like live it up. After accomplishing what he accomplished and earning all of that.
What was your sweat and anxiety level when you would talk to Belichick at halftime? Mine is an all-time high. I mean, it should be a deodorant commercial. It's like out of control. I can't calm myself down.
Some other, you and I could compare notes of who just
Give
sort
me
of,
who did that to you. Anybody?
Oh my gosh. Of all people, and I work with him now, Steve Mariucci. Like he was
he is my favorite,
but he was, you know, you'd have a guy, I would always say, oh my gosh, Herm Edwards would be like, you don't need to run, slow down. You can walk beside me. And it was just so kind, right?
Melissa, there's no bra support out there that makes running after a coach look good. I mean, I want to say to them, I'm holding my clipboard and running like, hey, can you do me a favor? Like, you don't want to fall. You don't want to slip. You look like a buffoon. So I love that about Herm. Okay. What else? This is amazing.
I mean, the funny thing is also that I said to you earlier, like that I feel like I wish I could go back now with the confidence that I have and go back, because I did Monday Night Football at 26 or 27, right?
Crushed it. Kind of,
like you can get bullied a little bit, right? And now I think it's the flip side where I just wouldn't take it, right? But then, especially for me, it was hard, you know, covering like Major League Baseball, like all these sports being single was hard. And I don't know how you felt about it, but you feel you need these guys' numbers. You feel weird asking for their numbers because it can be completely misconstrued, right? I remember standing around like batting practice with some guys, and I think it was like Jose Canseco, or I don't know, Mark McGuire, these guys, right? And I'm thinking, how am I, like, it is so going to be misconstrued when I ask these guys for their numbers.
Yeah. But then doesn't it piss you off when reporters go on air, mail, and then say, I was texting with so-and-so last night, and I always think if I ever said that in a report, it'd be like, you like, you know, right, it's like... Right.
Totally.
Come on. Yeah.
Like I was talking to so-and-so late into the night. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
There's exactly. All these like, you know, double standards and everything, but I'll never forget Andy Reid. And he said it on air, Andy Reid, the week before they'd, you know, say they'd had like a 3-touchdown lead at halftime, ended up losing. And the exact same thing happened that week. So I said, you know, coach, I got to ask you, you know, it's halftime. You got to, and he's like, I can't believe you just asked me that. And he told me later, he came up and apologized and he said he was joking. And Al Michaels, you know, as I threw it up to Al, I was like, of course she asked him that. Like, of course she has to ask
him
that.
So you reported that, or that was live, that interview?
That was live.
Wow.
But okay. Andy to this day will say, you know, that was, I was just joking. I'm like, well, okay. No, it was written about in every paper the next day. No one thought you were joking. But Belichick, you know, I think just because we all started out together, like you said, because I really started, Monday Night Football, it was 2000 and Brady hadn't even, you know, begun. It was crazy. I would go in the locker room at halftime and he wouldn't say, like, we weren't allowed to say that we were in the locker room, but Al, you know, I'd give the report and then I would say straight, you know, something code word, like straight from the locker room, you know, or something like that.
Cool.
But I had some pretty, like, I had some good access there, but still, I still get, I don't know how you are, you and I've talked about this. I still get nervous when I interview any, I don't know. I don't like when people shut me down. I also don't like controversial yes. interviews. I don't like putting people on this. A lot of our job is kind of putting people on the spot or asking like the really,
yeah.
That still makes me like squeamish, which would be hard, yeah. which is hard for probably because it's our job and it's what we do on a daily basis. But right. I don't know if you feel the same way.
Oh, I totally do. I'm not there to, it's not that I'm not there to break stories, but I just, yeah, I hate asking. You got to do it. You have to ask the tough questions, but you don't want people to A, feel like you're a pain in the ass or B, make them uncomfortable. But I feel like, you know, obviously you being who that you are, everyone knows you have a job to do. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the nice. Drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings and eligibility vary by state.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I feel like such a fangirl right now asking these questions people ask me, but favorite interview while you worked Monday Night Football?
Favorite interview while I worked Monday Night Football.
Also, was Brett amazing? Because that is my favorite player growing
up.
And so, yeah, was he amazing? Because I feel like I watched so many interviews with you and him, and I just was like, okay, this is what I want to do.
Brett's hot and cold because this last Super Bowl, he thought he was having ketchup and he had like Tabasco right before we were doing an interview of all the Hall of Famers and stuff. He just ingested, I can't remember, I think it was Tabasco. It was something very hot. He was all red and sweating and we were laughing really hard. He would either hang out with you, you know, at the facility and everybody and just kind of want to hang around for hours, or he was sort of, he was sort of hot and cold. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just think, you know, it depends when you, like, the times you hit these certain players and, like, what kind of mood
what's going on. Yep.
So it's just funny how, you know, I remember going back to, I think it was Jose Canseco or somebody and he said, you know, did Peter Gammons write all your questions? I came in, it was one of the first things I'd ever done. And he said, you know, did Peter Gammons write all your questions? And you
stop
just
it.
You just got to, like, And thankfully, Aaron, because of, I'm not saying because of you and me, but just, you know, women that came before, hopefully, you know, now it's commonplace, right? I mean, you know, there's an era where I covered a made for TV golf event and, like, you know, guys like Tiger and Sergio, they get it. They get that we're a part of all of this and, like, what a made for TV event. And Jack Nicklaus, you know, said something like, you might be pretty to look at, but you're standing, you know, way too close to my line or something like that on TV. So, you know, but that's somebody, listen, that is, I just think you and I know that that is like part of everything that we dealt with.
Right.
You just sort of have to have that thick skin. I mean, times have changed a lot in the last couple of years for
times
a lot
have
of
changed.
People, and
yes,
that
ma'am.
Wouldn't be tolerated. But you know, it made me, and I'm sure you, stronger. I mean, it wasn't fun to it wasn't fun to go through it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Then, I mean, we were really like women in a man's world.
Yeah,
right?
100%. Totally. Yeah.
So it just takes, you know, I think it takes time, like anything, to get used to that.
Who, I mean, besides Belichick, who else was your, like, I mean, I'm not saying he's your favorite, but I always like, and I'm so envious how you can get him. Who was so great to you?
Who was so
great?
That
you'll always be so, you know, thankful and grateful for.
Right. I mean, I think, well, the whole thing, and I'm sure you find this, like with the whole Monday Night Football name behind you, I could call anybody and sort of say, hey, this is any college coach. I could call anybody
totally.
And just say, hey, it's, okay. Yeah. I mean, and that's why I say, I wish, you know, social media had been big back then or other things had been big back then, because then you could really sort of like I could have much more so taken advantage of that whole platform. I feel like I missed out on
God,
a lot of
that's
that.
So interesting, because I hate it. Like, I mean, obviously it's had a good and bad effect on my life, but that I never thought of that for you. You know, that's so interesting.
Well, you might hate it. And I do think it's incredibly draining. And I think it's very, very invasive. I mean, I think it's incredible, like what you do. I mean, Carissa is like constantly, I remember, oh my gosh, she would, I think I texted her when this happened. So we have a seminar every year for NFL Network in August. Did you hear this? And they put her up.
No.
Like, they said examples of someone who brands themselves really well. And they put Carissa up there. You know, it's incredible how you guys have like branched out in your clothing line. I'm so proud of you for all of that. I mean, it's just
love you.
Awesome. It's awesome. But going back to, you know who, and I just did I did an interview for a documentary on him, but he's not someone I covered. He's someone I worked with, was John Madden though. I have to say John Madden came up to me at first and he said, you know, I never valued the sideline position until I worked with you. And he's like, and it was just, you know, here's this larger than life guy who mm-hmm. has had just this Hall of Fame career as a coach, then broadcasting and all, you know, people knew me because I was on the, now you're doing, I think, some Madden stuff, but like, So I would, you know, little kids would know me just from the video game. We did the video game. Aww. And, you know, and he took me under his wing and just was the kindest, most fun. We had so much fun riding on because of his claustrophobia, you know, he doesn't fly or do anything like that. So we were always on the Madden cruiser, always going around. And you know what that's like, just the camaraderie. I mean, I see you with your whole crew.
Yeah.
And that's,
it's your family.
It's like half of our lives, right?
It is.
It's family. So when you're on the road and you're living like that and to have those kind of experiences, it just makes it, you know, incredible. So to answer your question, like, I don't think anybody necessarily, you know, sort of stands out other than, you know, Madden and kind of cool interviews, because everybody,
that's
when
awesome.
You have that Monday Night Football, which was the highest rated show in television at the time, behind you, it's sort of this whole thing in and of itself.
You've touched on this a few times and I want to leave you with this. And then you have to promise to come back when Carissa's on, because again, I mean, 23 Michael Jordan is our everything, but you are right up there with him. And she's going to be so pissed about this, but I didn't want to tell her you were coming on because it would make her feel worse. You just keep talking about the things you wish you had known about, or someone, you know, could give you advice about later in your career, maybe enjoying it a little bit more. I'm there. What kind of advice would you give, or anybody? I mean, I'm always asked, advice would you give women starting out? But I want women starting out and women that are hanging on at 42 years old.
Wait, did you just call me a hanger-oner?
No, I am. I'm the hanger-oner. I'm the hanging on at 42. But I love that you said, I can't wait to hear what you would recommend.
I can give you Erin Andrews.
No, I'm serious. You know I look up to you so much, but I'm interested in what kind of advice Melissa Stark has for anyone in this industry.
Oh, for anyone in this industry. What I would say is, you know, the biggest key is talking to everybody you can and knowing what you're talking about, especially for women.
Yeah.
I mean, because I think women can get into this industry for the wrong reasons or just think, hey, okay, hey, it's fun and I want to be around football and all of that. But I think, you know, like you and I were just talking about, getting those phone numbers and having those relationships and forming all of that. And I've been lucky to do that, you know, over 20 plus years, you know, with football. And so have you. And so developing those contacts and relationships and you know, earning respect. It's everything you and I have just talked about, like the challenges and people will challenge you constantly, constantly, constantly. You've got to be ready for that. You've got to be prepared so that you don't fall when that happens, right? And I think when I first started out at ESPN, we had sort of like a talent, someone who taught you. She said, what's your job? It was sort of a quiz. And I don't think I answered it right. But she was like, the answer was to get the story, like to get that nugget, like that nugget. And I just remember the first game that I did, and it was a Patriots game.
What was it? Yeah. What was the first game you did?
So it was the Hall of Fame game. I did the Hall of Fame
game.
So that was the first game that I did for Monday Night Football. It was Hall of Fame game. And so it was Dennis Miller. It was Eric Dickerson, right? It was Dan Fouts.
Yes.
And Al. And it was way back in the day when we had that huge team on Monday Night Football.
Oh, my God.
And they did a spoof on, it's so funny because they did a spoof on Saturday Night Live. And my friends thought that, they're like, you've made it, you know, because of
the
Saturday
Night Live. Who played you on Saturday Night Live? Who played you?
It was really early on, Maya Rudolph. Like early.
Fun.
He's like, my sweater fun. Sets. He's like, and my sweater sets from, I can't even remember the brand, whatever, but I would always, we were, I think it was Ralph Lauren that like, that year. And I always had sweater sets. Club Monaco. That's what she said. And I was like, what is Club Monaco? I don't even
know.
That's
awesome. I don't have Saturday Night Live on my resume at all. So that's so freaking awesome, Melissa. Oh, okay, so Hall of Fame game. Yeah, go on.
And the thing is, I can't even find it. I think it's on like a VHS. Or I was trying to tell my kids that I was on Saturday Night Live. They're like, wait, what? I can't
even
find
awesome.
It. That's awesome. But okay, so Hall of Fame game. And I found out from the Patriots that they had fined their players. I think it was if anybody walked in 1 minute. Let's just say, I can't even remember because once you have kids, I think you forget everything. But they fine their players for something like crazy. Like no one could believe it. And the fines were like, and I don't know why it was such a big nugget, but like the fines were like $125,000. And I didn't think it was that big of a deal. And Fred Gadelli, our producer, was like, everyone's jaws dropped. And they thought it was, and I was like, Dennis can have it. Dennis can have fun with it. Take it. You know, they're like, no, this is yours. And this is, and so I guess that was like one of those, you know, nuggets, one of those things, you know, no one else has. That
yeah,
you've
girl.
Because of relationships and because you've talked to people. And that was less common in those days, right? Because now I say to you, social media and the relationship and you know, you have so much more access, I feel like, to these athletes and you know so much more. But in those days, you know, that was not as common to get that kind of information.
Right.
But that would be my advice to anybody is like, you know, you constantly want to have the information that, you know, somebody else doesn't. Right?
Yeah, 100%.
You always have the information that somebody else doesn't.
Stop. I love you. How's NFL 360 going? You just talked to my boy, Devin White, and I need to watch that one. Do you die for him? I'm like, be careful on those horses. Get down off this side of the road, Devin White.
What an amazing guy. And what he went through, and then just the way he did, like his horses. Like, so for people who don't know, you know, he lost his stepbrother when he was 13 years old. He was his best friend. He died in a car accident. And so for him, those horses, I mean, everybody knows about the horses, but for him, it's not just a hobby. It's like part of his soul, you know, and it's a way to cope with the loss of his brother and the whole thing. And, what a great guy. And we, you know, NFL 360 is like, it's like a throwback because I can barely get my kids to watch it. Cause you know, everyone has ADD right now. And like, it's what have you done for me? And they're like, what? I'm going to sit down and watch a 6 minute piece. But it's like, I get to go back and
miss those
journalistic pieces that, you know, I used to do like Outside the Lines for ESPN and, you know, you get to dig and you get to see different sides of these people and these players and, they tug at your heart, these stories, you know, I cry at half of the things that we do, but, it's really cool. But, you know, it's a nice mix with like, I'm going to London next week.
Oh, you are?
I'm sort of
do you have hair and makeup?
I'm the London sideline girl. Do I what? Did I what?
Do you have hair and makeup? That's the text Carissa, Melissa, and I have going. Hey, where's your hair and makeup?
The three-way text. By the way, I just found somebody great for you. And you have somebody in New York, but I just found somebody.
No, I'll take everything. Yeah,
it's
great.
It's hard to find somebody. Nowadays with COVID, they want one person to do it. And it's hard to find, for all those women, it's hard to find one person that can do both.
Oh, yeah.
So I found hair and makeup and that's where I was hit with the football in the head like years and years ago. I was just so happy that I liked my hair and makeup on the day that I was hit in the head because I kept replaying over and over again. I was like, yes, at least I liked the look.
The way you looked. Yeah. Heck yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I'm going back over there.
Okay. I'll be watching. And we love having our OG on the sideline, Melissa Stark. And I know I get it. I get annoyed when girls are like, I've watched you forever, but your skin, your hair, your outfit, all of it. I just bow down to you, lady. You should be doing moisturizer commercials. You look like you're like 25. What is your secret?
I don't even really do. I don't know. I'm not into all those. Are you into like products and all sorts of things?
Yes.
And you try things out? Okay, you do.
Yeah. But I'm still a guy. Like I can put like the same crap on my face and call it a day. Like right. I don't know how to do anything. So
right. I don't know how to do. And that was the hard thing during COVID is having to learn how to do.
Oh yeah.
I did not know how to do a thing. Yep. You know, when we're lucky enough, I should say to all the women, we are so lucky to get our hair and makeup. And that is like
yes.
my favorite part of the job, but I'm usually sitting there and, you know, I'm getting last minute information or I'm going over scripts or
yeah.
whatever I'm doing. So I'm
you
not
don't have time.
Attention. Because I thought, how do I not know how to do this? But I'm really not paying attention.
Exactly.
So, I love seeing you.
I love seeing you. I love you so much. Thank you for coming on last minute. This was emotional for me. I feel like I'm going to have a little bit of a cry on the treadmill now. You are everything.
We have to. The last time the three of us were in person together, we had a great
Super Bowl.
Time.
Houston.
And so, yep. And so, hopefully this year. Hopefully,
yeah.
we'll figure it out. We have to get together.
I'm going
to
give you
person.
A... Big, big hug and kiss on your cheek and know how much I love you and how much I still look up to you. And I can't thank you enough for just making it look so beautiful. This is what I would always say to people when they ask me about you. I'm like, she's smart, she's hot, and guys just respect the hell out of her. And when I'm still asking guys like about you and like what it was like when you worked on the sidelines with them, I just am like, I want to be like this. I mean, I'm asking Coach Belichick how to be like you. So there you go. I love you, Melissa Stark. You are everything.
Love
you're
too.
Like, when I met Oprah for the first time, you, Oprah, George Clooney recently, I was just like, these are what you want them to be like in real life. And you're exactly what I want you to be. You're just everything.
Well, that is such a compliment coming from you. That is
go take care of those sick babies. I hope everybody's okay.
They're not babies anymore. Oh my gosh.
Love you. Love you.
Love you too. Great to see you.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.